Aircheckdownloads.com.
Any updates you have for us, we'll check it again in about 20 minutes. So keep the calls coming in. 01444 301064.
Online at bright1064.com.
And on 106.4 and 106.8.
To Haywards Heath, Burgess Hill and Lewis. This is Bright FM.
Bright FM.
With the latest at 9, I'm Sarah Jane Kirk.
The Chris Copsey Breakfast Show.
With Bulldogs of Wibblesfield. Dents, scuffs and scratches. Better make it the Bulldogs Body Shop.
The Chris Copsey Breakfast Show.
Breakfast
without the waffle.
Bright FM.
Standing.
Take that and the flood and a massive Fergie's number one, Belinda Carlisle's Heaven is a Place on Earth, out of the news at 9. It's 9:13 and it's Copper here Tuesday. 108 days to go to the royal wedding. I'm very excited. And I think the kids are as well. I think we should get the kids involved in this. Many of them, of course, have not seen or witnessed a royal wedding. Good excuse to fly the bunting and stuff like that. And one of the first wedding presents is on its way to the royal household. I don't know if you heard about this, but it's the British Darts Organisation's world champion and fierce patriot, Martin Adams, Wolfie, as he's known, is sending the royal couple, William and Kate, the darts which have cemented his place in the Hall of Fame because he won. He's the first player in 11 years to successfully defend the BDO title, which he won, and he says these darts completed a hat-trick at the World Masters, clocked up my third world title as well, so they are special to me and deserve to go to a special couple, and he's posting them off to the happy couple as well. It's just no sooner the darts over, they got the snooker back on the telly now, if you like your Green Bays. Football tonight, Carling Cup. Is Manu in this? I've been waiting text all morning just to say, are Manu playing tonight in the Carling Cup? Well, they're not. It's Hammers who beat, well, they hammered Manu, didn't they, the other week? Birmingham City tonight. That's live match of the day if you're interested in that. We've got also Jack the Ripper, the definitive story on tonight, 8 o'clock on 5, followed by CSI Crime Scene Investigation, the number one show on the planet, that. New series of Taggart, it's 1 of 6 tonight, 9 on ITV1. And this one's relevant to us all, really, particularly for the Sussex fishermen. Hughes Fish Fight is a new series, 9 o'clock, Channel 4. It's the first of 3. And I like this guy, Hugh Fernley Whittingstall. You never quite know where he's going to go, do you? He's investigating problems within the British fishing industry and a look at the, well, EU regulation that caused trouble for our boys. I mean, all they're trying to do is to earn a crust, well, some fish, but, I mean, regulations being what they are. So that's on tonight at 9, way past my bedtime. On the radio tonight, Chris Bailey, 7 on the evening show, Late Lounge, open from 10 and 8:40. Further track from our classic album, if you like ELO, don't miss it. Out of the Blue, the album we're featuring all this week on the evening show.
Bowie.
Burgess Hill.
Henfield.
This is Bright FM.
As Ronan, life is a roller coaster. Not enough straights. Too many hairpin bends. But keep smiling, it's 9:22, it's Coppo. So 60s classic, The Italian Job, voted the best British film of all time in a Sky Movies poll.
And rightly so.
Yeah, it's classic. Mind you, the Italians, well, the Italians got their own back on England since Fabio was appointed manager. Mind you, we might lose him in a month or three. Also today, Movies, the UK premiere of the new film Morning Glory is being held, hopefully in London
brilliant.
Tonight. It does look. They had the premiere in Berlin last night. Similarly, I hope there's not a wardrobe malfunction there tonight.
Poor Harrison Ford, bless his cotton socks, still quite the hottie, by the way, Silver Fox. He's done that thing that, oh, I just feel so sorry for him. Rachel McAdams in her gorgeous big flowing dress, and he's trodden on the back of it, and she's walked off, and it's snagged, and it just looks awful in his face. Well, he looks mortified.
He does, but, I mean, you can understand how he didn't see, because he's looking at the world's media assembled there, you know, smiling to the camera.
And red carpet, red curtains, and she's put on a red dress, just like
camouflage. How was that allowed to happen, honestly? Exactly, there's reason for him. But he does look good, and he has signed, isn't he, for Indiana? Four?
Yes,
he?
I'm so excited. Yeah. They're starting to show them on a Wednesday night on the telly. Last week was the first one. Tomorrow is Temple of Doom.
Is it?
And then, yep, Last Crusade next week. So
why is it, you know, you've got them on DVD, but you're still watching when they're on the telly?
Absolutely.
Can't work it out anyway. Anna has latest travel on the way. It's 9:23 now.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important news flash.
Yeah!
The Chris Copsey Breakfast Show.
With Bulldogs of Wibblesfields, your local Renault servicing centre for over 40 years.
This is Bright FM.
I have a spare slot for you to choose a song, so if you'd like to give me a call.
01444-301064.
At option one, when you get answered, you will get answered, and that gets you through to me here. And for your time and effort, I'll send you a Breakfast Show mug.
01444-301064.
Am I getting a song on before 10 o'clock? Give me a call. It's 9:28. Here's Gabrielle.
The Events Guide with Marketplace Shopping Centre, the shopping centre of Mid-Sussex.
Some dates for your diary, starting on Wednesday the 26th of January at Clare Hall in Haworthseath. They've got Alice in Wonderland there. Now, this is a new musical version of the classic adventure, and it's courtesy of the Oxfordshire Touring Company. And it starts at 6:30 on that Wednesday the 26th, and the box office number 01444-455-440. The following evening, the Thursday, 27th of January, is Haworthseath Comedy Club back at Clare Hall, Haworthseath. Over 2 hours of comedy features Dave Fulton and Ninia Benjamin. 8 o'clock start. Tickets are £8.50 in advance, or it's £9.50 on the door on the night of the 27th. And the box office number again, 01444-455-440. Ahead to Saturday the 5th of February, Burgess Hill District Lions putting on an evening of 60s and 70s music with Chicory Tip. It's at Burgess Hill School for Girls, Keemer Road, Burgess Hill. Doors at 7:15, starts at 8. Tickets are at £10. You take your own drink and nibbles. If you want tickets, 01444-243-003, or check out our website.
Organising an event? Send us the details via bright1064.com.
This is Bright FM and Akon. Michael Jackson's Hold My Hand.
Hold My Hand.
Got a request here from Peter on the text who says, can you play a song for my wonderful wife? What's he after then, eh? This one. It must mean it then. It's Mariah. It's 21 minutes to 10 now. This is Bright FM. And that is Katie Tunstall and Other Side of the World.
Five voices could lead you to one big pile of cash.
The Famous Five.
Heading to the other side of the world with 365 quid's worth of our money in her pocket is Jackie Smith. She's got a date down there. Daughter gets married at the end of the month. She won the Famous Five last evening on the drive home with Rick. And well done to her for guessing voice one correctly. This was it, by the way, voice one.
I paced round the room.
And to put it into context, this was the actual, what he was talking about. He was talking about landing the job, the plum role, as the latest Doctor Who. I'm talking about Matt Smith.
What I did, actually, when I got the role, is I paced round the room for about 3 days. Because I didn't know what to do, so I'd sort of just get up, and then I'd come back, and then I'd sit down.
And that was it. And she's won it. And the Famous Five won't be back until Monday. Will it be voices, or will it be clips of music, Peter Identity? I can't tell you that. You'll have to find out soon after 7:30 on Monday. But well done, Jackie. Number one from 81 on this 11:01:11. And I am superstitious. My lucky number is 11, having been born on the 11th, married on the 11th, sister born on the 11th, so I'll have 11 quid on the first winner wherever the racing is today. And likely to, not that I do, couldn't even tell you where they're running. However, have a great day, and Richard's along after the news at 10. More great songs to get you through whatever Tuesday has in store for you. And Brian Adams kicks us off after the news. What a song on the way for you.
Okay, so you like your job.
Aircheckdownloads.com.